Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
This is like week four where I don't change the intros. Week four or five. I can't keep track of it anymore.
Who's keeping track?
Anyway, this is the Tiny Shutter Podcast where we talk about iPhone photography all the time. And this week we have a doozy. I am Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
It's just the two of us today. Lots happened in the last few days. I finally got my ProScope in, that super macro photography doodad thingamabob. And quite happy with that. How have you been doing with photography and the iPhone persuasion?
Well, I had a major fail today so far. I had our community service project, and I set up my first. The first fail was when I set up my tripod and my iPhone and started the time lapse. Except it wasn't in the spot that would have been the best. I found out they were working in a different spot, which had a lot more activity and a lot more drama to it. And that was the first fail. So, you know, once you start a time lapse, you kind of set and forget and go off taking pictures other places.
Yeah.
The second fail was that when I rendered the time lapse, the whole video is just green.
Oh.
So it didn't even come out.
Bummer.
So I got to figure that out. Figure out what's going on. I don't know if I have to re-render or what, because I highly doubt all the images came out green.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there looking as it was taking pictures, and you can see the images on the screen. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, today I posted some funky images, but two in particular. I kind of did as a cats versus dog kind of deal. And one is a picture of my cat and one's a picture of my dog. And I posted them at the same time. And I just wanted to kind of see who would get the most likes, the cat or the dog. So right now, dog's leading by three likes. So that's interesting.
I'm pulling it up now. I had to just say it. Okay.
I actually took those with my Fujifilm. Well, not my Fujifilm. I rented it over the weekend, and that's for another show, though.
Yes.
Another podcast entirely.
I'm looking forward to that one. Oh, so if you want to hear about it, go to look up LensWipe.
Yeah, if you don't mind sassy talk and a photography show without focus and direction, then
that's right.
Check it out. It's a hoot. So anyway, this week for news, let me just do our little news little bit here.
Assemble!
Keith, even though he is on hiatus, he sent us a really interesting article. And this is coming to us from eater.com. And it's basically experts say that photographing food may be a sign of mental illness. That was my first reaction to. And they're deliberately making a crack at the Instagram photographers in particular.
I love it. It says, according to a Canadian mental health expert, I think expert is a little far-fetched.
Yeah, it's not naming any sources, not naming any. It's all absolute BS. I mean, it's funny. I mean, when I saw this, I'm like, okay, what satire website is this?
Exactly.
And I mean, it did have a link to Huffington Post. I'm like, all right, that's kind of satire. Not directly, but yeah, it's, I don't know. It was a good laugh and stuff, but the article is just complete bunk.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's sad that they would actually make an article out of this, you know, because
I can see exactly why they made it. It's what we in the web business call link bait.
Yeah, that's true.
It let's see how many people commented on this.
Oh, the comments were hilarious.
I can't even see them. 37 yeah. comments in total. Okay. And this kind of got a, you know, it lit a fire. 41 comments. Okay. All right. There's more.
37 oh. anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now let's see an average post from eater.com. Let's just do this link here. I'm not even going to read it. But the average comments. Oh, look at this. There are none. Let's look at another article. Let's look at one that's a little bit older. Let's look at this one. What do we got here? And once again, I'm seeing no comments whatsoever. So
you know what? I'm looking at this, and Eater looks like it's the bottom of the barrel when it comes to food websites. It's like the websites that always have the, oh, did you see this one actress and how her gut's sticking out and blah blah blah. This is like the Eater it's like the food version of, yeah, like you said, link baiting. It's pretty sad.
It is. And and I like it that on their homepage, you know, they're bashing people with food porn, but yet they have links to Flickr pages of food. So way to go, eater.com. We would show you guys this in, you know, we'd, you know, link it and everything in the show notes, but we're not even going to give it the time of day anymore. So let's move on.
I'm going to subject people to this.
Okay. All right. Well done. You get to see it and maybe you can make fun of it with us. Yeah, complete horse crap. And speaking of horse crap, I got an invite to Ogle. That this is a app that is, I guess, the answer to to Instagram. It's an app made by Hipstamatic, the people who made Hipstamatic. And it's basically their own, what's it called? It's their own photo sharing service. And I mean, I got an invite. They didn't just outright send it to me. Probably after we recorded last week's show, which, by the way, I really got to apologize for the edits. Boy, did I screw that one up. It was late and I kind of rushed it. And I guess it showed.
I usually try to, you know, listen to it so that I can, you know, hear the mistakes that I make and try to correct it. And I heard that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I started texting. And
I am so glad that I didn't say anything bad.
And I'm like thinking, oh, wait, this is the part where he leaves and Matt and I are talking. Hopefully I didn't say something stupid.
Yeah.
Because I hear, okay, stop recording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, and I guess I left another bit in there where I left again, and you guys were kind of didn't see the message that I put up in Skype.
Yes.
I left, like, that one in there. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm done for the night.
I was like, I think he left his mute button on. And then after we were talking, I flipped over and I was like, oh, he left.
I had to just bow out for another moment because again, the little one came downstairs. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Ogle, and I will call it Ogle from here on in. So anyway, after the podcast recorded, I saw news articles about, you know, their foray into photo sharing and, you know, all that stuff. And it was all invite only. You can sign up to receive an invite. And so I did. I'm like, what the heck? And I got it about Saturday, and I didn't have time Saturday because I was in the middle of a wedding. And so anyway, long story short, I finally got into it, and oh boy, it's got beta written all over it. you can read my first impressions on it on the Tiny Shutter website. I did a little bit of a blurb about it. And again, it's first impressions. I'd love to give it a definite review, but I really can't because this app is kind of so half-assed that it doesn't warrant a full review yet because, I mean, it is buggy as all hell. Here's my rundown so far. The app crashes on me a lot. It is an entire resource hog. This thing goes through my battery like you wouldn't believe. It has crashed my entire phone where it restarted it for me. Thank you. Let's see what else. It crashes on me a lot. It has weird touch functions. So when I try to touch a photo, to expand, you know, the username and all that stuff, it will skip to the next one. So it's like very weird interface issues. So that's like, that's all I found so far, but overlooking all that, the biggest, most obvious, glaring issue is the fact that it has no integration whatsoever to the actual Hipstamatic app, which is unbelievably stupid. I mean, here is an app, Hipstamatic, where it has a ton of fans and being still buggy in its own right, because that app crashes on me still. And you cannot take your photos from that app to the new app. I don't get it.
Let me ask you this. You
sure.
Know, kind of separate your feelings from it. But, you know, I like to know what the purpose of an app is. So from what you've, you know, what you've seen, what would the purpose, if it was working correctly, what would be the purpose of this app?
The final purpose of this, the absolute purpose, is to share your photos with everybody. And here's the thing, though. You have to take your photos using this app. The one benefit, the one cool factor, is that you can take your photo and then apply your Hipstamatic lens and filter effects in post-production, which is cool. All right, I get that. And then you can upload it to the stream. So you have that going for you. But here's the problem with the stream. As far as I see, there's only one stream. Like, I can't see other people's streams. There's no hashtags. There's no way to separate things. It's very confusing. It's not straightforward at all.
Is that because it's in the sort of invite mode?
I couldn't even tell you, because right now, as I'm looking at it, at the bottom, you know how Instagram has, you know, the feeds, you have the you know, your popular stuff, your exploring tag, where you have the popular page, but then you can explore different hashtags.
Right.
This has none of that. This has a picture frame that goes into your own gallery. It has something that I imagine is the text mode or messaging mode, which is odd because there's no way you can message anybody, as far as I can tell. So it perpetually shows that I have no message. Go figure. There's my account button where it shows how many followers I have, how many captured photos that I've taken, how many photos that I've liked that I've added to my personal collection. Basically, it's a curation. And then there's this world icon that just basically takes you to the feed. And I don't know who's being put into this feed. Like, some of my photos are in there, but I don't know the logic behind it. I really don't. And I got to turn it off because it's my phone just went from 35% to 29% in the matter of this conversation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this thing really sucks the juice.
Now, does it show like a history on development?
Yeah, and one of the cool features in this is that when you look at your photos or you look at somebody else's photos, you see what lens and film combination they used, and you can save that combination to your favorites, which is kind of cool. I actually dig that. The problem is I absolutely hate taking photos with this app. It's just the most uncomfortable. It's just a really shitty camera app. Like I, for all the bugs and all the grief that I give Hipstamatic, I actually like the interface. I actually like taking photos with Hipstamatic. But you can't take photos using Hipstamatic and share it on their own system. You can.
I've never liked taking photos. Like I said, I'm OCD.
Yeah.
When it comes to my images, I never liked the Hipstamatic app because it was counterintuitive to what I normally do.
Yeah.
And it would require me to pretty much redo the way I take my images.
Yeah.
So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. You know, and in all honesties, the hassle of it never, even with the different lenses and, film types, it was never a draw for me to be able to suck me right in and say, you know what, I can overlook that.
Well, see, Ogle kind of changes that in that you can do your lens film combinations in post, but the problem is that you have to use their app to do this. And it goes to the other extreme where it's like their camera app really, really stinks. I mean, I can't even use the plus button as a shutter button, which is something that I've grown extremely accustomed to.
Oh, okay.
And I can't stand using their, you know, the touchscreen button. It's just.
Does it give you the full format resolution or does it crop it?
It's a square.
Oh, it's a square.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not a good app. I mean, I even paid the $9.99 for the 1 year subscription to this thing just to get the full range of lens combinations and film combinations. And it's still not worth it. I really don't like the buttons.
It's not worth it right now.
I would say not worth it right now.
Okay.
I keep trying, but you know, I really want to like this app. I see its potential, but right now I can't see it working. And you know what? Here's my prediction. I don't see this thing lasting more than a year. Like I say 2 years tops. And here's the reason why. Hipstamatic has already basically got rid of their entire app making engineering staff, I guess, from what we heard a while ago. They basically got rid of their development team, is what I'm getting at. And it really showed because even though they came out with new films, new lenses and stuff, their app was constantly crashing. At least it's crashing for me. I don't know. I can't speak to everybody else, but I mean, it's really buggy. And that's never been fixed. And here they are coming out with this brand new social circle. And it's extremely buggy. I mean, they haven't finished one can of whoop-ass and they're opening another. So,
what would be two things you would suggest would improve the app?
Investment.
Well, okay. But more in the lines of features.
Integration with Hipstamatic. And you know what? They can give all the excuses they want. An app can't talk to another app. Blah, blah, blah. It's iOS's thing. This is all bullshit because every time I take a photo with Hipstamatic, it creates its own folder of photos.
in your image iPhone library.
Right. So they could easily access that. And hell, since everything is done in post-production anyway, just allow people to take photos from their own library. Just freaking import everything. I can't see that being an issue. But, you know, that's my big issue, first and foremost, is lack of communication between Hipstamatic and Ogle. I mean, for God's sakes, Ogle will allow you to upload photos to Flickr, to Instagram, to everything except their own stuff. So it's like, it's total BS. Which, by the way, I hear reports that that's broken too. Basically, if you share from Ogle to Instagram, you're basically breaking both apps. So, yay. Hmm. Buyer beware.
Yeah, I never take an image from one app to send to Instagram. I'll create whatever I want, and then I'll take it and then open up Instagram and load it that way.
Yeah.
I don't like too many other apps to be able to access Instagram or Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll take the extra steps to import it in, you know, because I don't know them, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's not for me, it's not worth like there was something where somebody wanted me to vote for something on the web. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. But when I got there, they said, oh, but we need permission to your images and your contact list on Facebook. I'm like, sorry, not going to happen.
That's where it falls apart.
Yeah. You had me at – no, you didn't have me at all.
Here's the thing. This app is beta at best, and it should never have seen the light of day just yet. There should have been a much better beta testing. It shouldn't be this buggy. I mean, here, whether they'll admit it or not, my guess is that Hipstamatic's people will say, we're not in competition with Instagram. We have our own community, blah, blah, blah. I'm so sick of hearing that shit because they might not see themselves. They may be delusional and say, oh, we're not competing against them. But guess what? The people who are using these programs see it as competition. And if they don't like Ogle, then they'll go back to Instagram. And Instagram has a lot of people. You know, say what you will about Instagram. You know, oh, they're falling apart. They're doing this. They're doing that. This is the end of Instagram. They're
falling apart.
I hear it every now and then. You know, people complaining about what Instagram has become. But guess what? It has a bazillion people.
Exactly.
And that's not slowing down anytime soon. So, you know, you can say it's a piece of crap all you want, but that piece of crap is making your piece of crap look like an actual piece of crap. Excuse me. Wow. Look at what it did to my lungs. So anyway, this is just my point of view. I mean, I have a little article that's up on the Tiny Shutter website. If you the listeners have any comments, if you're in on this first opening view of Ogle, if you're in their beta, I'll just say that, shoot us a line, just add a comment to it and just let us know what your experiences are. Maybe you're having a better experience than I am. Who knows? I'd love to hear from the audience. Either just go to the tinyshutter.com page or just leave a comment in our Facebook page or just shoot us a line on Twitter. So anyway, off to something much, much better though. And this will be my pick of the week. Let's just move it around a little bit since it's just the two of us. Last week I mentioned that the ProScope was coming in the mail and I finally got it, and I gotta say, this ProScope is absolutely fantastic. It allows you to do, I guess, I want to say it's technically super macro photography with your iPhone. I put some photos up on the Instagram feed. Basically, I've taken photos of an extreme close-up of a Fruit Loop, of a chocolate chip cookie, a plant, my microphone, metal grid system there. It goes on and on. It's such a really well-made super macro lens. And the cool thing about it is that it has a ring light around the lens. It's a really, really good LED lens, LED light that you can change the strength and light arrangement on it. I can't say a bad thing about this thing. Wow. It's expensive though. It's about $150, but I mean, it's that's pretty. Loop? What's that?
That's a Fruit Loop.
The pink thing? Yeah, that's a Fruit Loop.
Oh, it looks like, it looks like some sort of a, the sugar candy. What's that called? That, it's usually like sugar on a stick.
Yeah, the crystals. Rock candy.
Rock candy, thank you.
Well, I mean, it is a Fruit Loop. It's essentially the same thing. but yeah, I mean, this thing gets up close. You can sit this lens down on your thing that you're targeting, and it will focus just nicely. And in fact, that's pretty much what you should be doing. And that's the function of the LED lights around it, so that when you do cover your thing that you're photographing, you'll have sufficient light to take your photo. It's really, really, really good. If anybody who's interested in super macro photography and want to do it with their iPhones, this is the tool to get. I mean, it's
if you want to see what's in baby snot.
Yes, you can literally do this. You know what? I wish I could try this, but I wish that I can photograph a snowflake with this. I bet you can do it. I just don't have any snow around, so I can't.
The snow's all gone.
Snow's all gone. But I did take some pictures of ice. So I'll be posting that later on today.
I like the one you did of the leaf.
The leaf is really cool. That one's nice and detailed. Yeah, I mean, the image quality is great. I mean, you still have to do a little bit of zooming on your camera app, but I mean, the images are still extremely sharp. And
so if you use the Pro Scope, took the image, and then you can even do a crop zoom.
You have to crop zoom before you take the photo.
Oh,
because all you'll see is the little is basically a circle that's overexposed or something like that.
Oh,
it's weird. But once you zoom in,
so that's the ring light that you're seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
It's it's really good. These guys made one hell of a app. I mean, it blows away the Oloclip. Oloclip had a great macro lens.
Still does.
It still does. But guess what? This one's better. This one's better, and it gets you in closer.
Yeah, well, they have one for the iPad mini, the full iPad, and then for the 4, the 4S, and the 5.
Yeah. And they're all the same price. I mean, you're essentially paying for the lens and the LED system. Everything else is just casing, and it's really just to hold it, everything in place.
Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely worth it. I commend these guys for making a solid thing. I mean, we have Gizmon, we have Oloclip, we have these guys. These guys are like the triumvirate of iPhone accessories as far as I'm concerned. So... all good.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you got for this week?
Well, I was going to I was going to do the time-lapse one, but I got to figure out what's wrong. But so I really don't have anything for this week.
That's okay.
Well, I was going to be like, next week. Oh yeah, I just posted this time-lapse and it's like, it's all green.
That's all right. We'll save it for next week. How about a post pick of the week? Do you have one?
Got a post pick of the week.
Sweet.
All right. So speaking of Oloclips and macro lens, the image that I saw that caught my eye was it was a Timberland, looks like either a wristwatch or something like that. But the user name for the image is Jimmy Dodger. And I'll forgive him if he's a Dodger fan, because I'm a Giants fan. But yeah, I really like the black and white. He's got, I don't know what application he used for the image, but he used the Oloclip and he used the macro setting, and it's in black and white. It's pretty cool. So Jimmy Dodger, and I will post that in the show notes.
Very cool. Yeah. So just to let everybody know, we still have a few more Picked Up Go promo codes. So if you want that app for free, just send us a Twitter message or send us a Facebook message. Let us know. We'll give some out. We'll give out whatever's left, and you'll be able to have that free app. So, well, I mean, it's not free, but it will be if you get the promo code. So send that over our way. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/tinyshutter, and we are at tinyshutter on Twitter. So there you go. So, Joe, why don't you tell the world where they can find you on the web?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Sweet. And you could find me, I'm on Twitter at Mostly Marcus, and I'm also on Instagram. Just follow me. I am Lenswipe. And also check out the Lenswipe show. We've had some pretty good episodes lately where I talk about my obsession with the Fujifilm cameras, and that is going to continue tonight.
And we got cool, you know, photographers that were showcasing, you know, some of the things that we like too.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a little bit of a format change, and we are on our way to episode 100. So tune into that train wreck.
I know this is episode 55 for the Tiny Shutter.
Yeah. Lenswipe should have been at 100 now, but we've had a lot of stop and go. It's been emotional. So so that's all for this week. Tune in next week when we have Matt Hoffman back, and you know, it'll be good. He'll be able to share a lot of his adventure stuff, because God, I've seen some of his Instagram photos lately. They are absolutely incredible, especially the waterfall ones. I want to go so bad.
Saw that. Ugh. Yeah, he had a canoe trip he did this last weekend, and then also was it just one waterfall or was there two?
I can't tell. My eyes are seeing red. I love those images so much. I'm like, I got to get up there. So,
yeah. Cool deal.
Awesome. Anyway, that's all for this week. We'll see you guys next week, and enjoy the photography.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.